Here with Bears general manager Ryan Pace, fellas. And did you see the big game coming? I mean, that was sweet.
We got a ton of respect for that team in St. Louis, and especially their defense. They're a top 10 defense, got a lot of talented players. But, man, I wouldn't say I was surprised. I think I'm proud of the way we played, you know, the balance and consistent throughout the game. But we're going to have our hands full today, number one defense in the NFL.
Let's talk about your defense, though, because even to a man, some of those guys in that locker room are surprised when they hear the math. Five games out of seven, allowing just one touchdown. Three rushing touchdowns allowed all year, one in 6 weeks. Some of the defensive players were shocked to hear that.
You know, I think our guys are really gelling and playing together as a unit. That's important. I think it speaks to our coaches. It speaks to the intelligence of our players. I mean, think about it. The ability to grasp a new defensive scheme this year. We've had a lot of personnel changes because of injury. That's been impressive to see.
All right, Adam Gase continues to develop more and more weapons offensively with his play calling, his game plans. Can you put in context the impact?
I feel like this. Good coordinators find ways to maximize the talent that they have. They put players in to highlight their strengths and minimize their weaknesses. Adam's definitely doing that. You know, but like he says, his staff is outstanding. So every offensive coach has significant input into the weekly game plan. And Adam has, you know, assistance from them calling the games on Sundays as well.
Jeremy Langford, is, even when the eventual return of Matt Forte comes, has he earned a significant workload?
Man, we are definitely pleased with how he's played. Also, Kadeem Carey has played very well. I think as Matt comes back, it's really a good situation for us. You know, we can utilize all their strengths in our offense. I think each of those players brings different things to the table, and I know our coaches will find a way to maximize those strengths. You know, I think the thing with Langford that stands out, and we've talked about this before, is just the big play component he brings, and you saw it last week on the screenplay.
The week's been a little nuts because of what's on the table here, not just because it's Denver and the association with John Fox staff, players on both sides, but a chance to get to 5-5. Has it been a different week for Coach?
You know, he's honestly... John's so amped up every week. You know,
you can't tell the difference?
No, he's fired up every week. So I wouldn't say he's acted completely different. I mean, he's got a lot of relationships with a lot of guys on that team, players and staff. And so I'm sure that part will be unique for him. But, you know, I know he's proud of a lot of those guys there. A lot of their draft picks have developed into Pro Bowl players. That's something we're going to do here, too.
Right, and he got a bunch of undrafted guys, and one in particular, very well paid, Chris Harris Jr.
Their corners are stellar. So Chris Harris stands out, Tlaib stands out, Roby stands out. I mean, they got a very good defense.
Did you scout Brock Osweiler?
You know, I did, and I think back about him. You know, what stands out is he's very athletic. I mean, he's a tall player, but he's athletic. He had a scholarship to go to Gonzaga, and, you know, he went the football route. But I think we'll see them utilize his mobility. He can get outside the pocket. I think his mobility helps them with their run game, too, opens up some things there. Yeah, he's a good player. This will be a challenge for us today.
All right. Aside from the game, I know the clock is ticking on Kevin White and a decision. I think Tuesday you have to decide whether or not you're going to activate him and get him working towards getting on the field.
Exactly, Jeff. We can open that three-week practice window this coming Tuesday, and it's something we'll likely do regardless. I mean, even if we decide not to activate him from that window, it still gives us an opportunity to progress further with his training. And that's important. I mean, you know, he's been excellent. He's such a positive attitude. I love the energy he brings every day. So we're excited to kind of ramp that up a little bit more.
And essentially just see where he's at. And you're not ruling out one way or another, right?
No, it just allows us to do a little bit more than what we've done with a trainer. So even if it might be, you know, the last week into those 3 weeks, and he can start doing a little bit more with some individual periods in practice. It just opens up that opportunity for us.
All right, very good. Well, the matter at hand, good luck today.
Thanks, Jeff.
That is Bears general manager Ryan Pace. Pre-game continues now with Ron, Jim, and Jay.